Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first ever ProfCast for The Wit. I'm Justin Decker, the features editor, and I'm here with Al Bartolomeo, big business owner in Glassboro. Al, for those who don't know, you wanted to introduce yourself.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. My name is Al Bartolomeo, and I've been a long-standing business owner here in town, and came to sit with a couple of my friends here and just have a conversation.
Cool. All right. So, yeah, man, the last time I saw you, that was the opening of Scoop Dog, wasn't it?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot. So how did that... So now that's Cookie Munchers. That's the new headquarters for Cookie Munchers, isn't it?
No.
Or no?
No,
oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Incorrect. That fell apart on the 11th hour back some months ago. But Scoop Dog has been sold off to a company called Kono Pizza and Ice Cream. Should be opening here probably within the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's a full-service restaurant that's going to specialize in cones, pizza cones versus ice cream cones. And they'll also carry ice cream, but it's a pretty cool concept, something I think is going to be welcomed and received very well.
So what's a pizza cone then?
Well, envision just a cone of ice cream, a waffle cone if you would, which is the dough, and it's laid in cheese and sauce and any kind of toppings you'd like, and it's a fun, easy eat, and the kids love it.
All right, I'm gonna have to try that when that rolls around. So big changes in Glassboro this summer. You said you were a part of a few of them. What can you tell me on the business end in the business district? You know, how has everything changed, and what's going on now?
Well, it's still changing. I mean, it's been changing. It continues to change, and in the immediate future, futuristically, will change even more. What we're working on is a couple of projects, some that we could discuss right now, and others to be unveiled and mentioned at a later date. But I mean, some of the exciting stuff is the obvious with what the Nexus people are doing here. You know, after the town square has been completed and some summer fest happened, and now we're going to extend that into fall fest with live entertainment, craft beers, food trucks, just fun, you know, bring your dog to the park kind of vibe. So that's happening, and the obviously the A3, another Nexus property just came and cut the ribbon a few months back, so that's pretty exciting. And as far as down in the arts and entertainment district, kind of where we reside at the Academy of Performing Arts, I can tell you that I've been in conversations with a bunch of folks, in particular the Nexus folks and my team as well. There's a really good dynamics and some real exciting stuff coming to a theater near us soon. But I'm not really going to elaborate on that till we further along it and it becomes public knowledge. It's still in a review process right now. But over in the Academy, some fun things have happened over there. Obviously, Scoop Dog was sold to Kono Pizza, and then the Let's Dance brand, which has been a brand in Glassboro for 31 years, kind of sold their dance body to another existing company here in Glassboro, a company by the name of Dance Factory, which is a business here for 13 years, a young company, smart company. So they kind of took both dance bodies, put them together to create now the largest dance body in South Jersey. And we're proud to say it resides right here in beautiful Glassboro, in our building at the Academy of Performing Arts. On top of that, they brought in some music and vocal lessons, some real solid dance vocal and music is all right there now for you.
Awesome. And so then, you know, are there any, I remember the last time we spoke, that was about the change in Glassboro. I was doing like a feature story for one of my classes. But you said that there are some business opportunities for students at Rowan to kind of like venture with you guys and a few other business owners in like downtown Glassboro.
That's a great point. And I mean, from a personal perspective, my new single ambition is to further develop the properties that we own there. And it's eventually going to be a full blown arts and entertainment district. So, I'm still eye on the target, and ultimately be able to, you know, perhaps partner or introduce, you know, startup companies in some of our or available square footage that we'll have, you know, and or in the interim, some internship or, you know, just life lessons along the way. We think all of that stuff is just good stuff.
Yeah. And so, like, what kind of students, like, I know they just redid the was it a fresco at the Arts District building?
Right.
Yeah, they just did that. And, like, so did they hire, I think they hired an on-site artist for that. I'm not sure who it was, though.
Yeah, well, you know, Mary Silvante and Melanie Stewart and that whole creative placement movement are really now vibrantly looking for outside talent, artists, if you would, to become, you know, to come and begin to cultivate art, you know, be it art sculptures, you know, garden sculptures, physical, just whatever they have. And they started doing some of that stuff in the town square. And I believe somebody's coming relatively soon over there. I don't recall the artist's name, but I believe he's a pretty renowned artist.
Yeah, I guess there's something to pursue for the wit now. So then I wanted to know a little bit about Cookie Munchers because you paired with them.
That's a great story. A young company approached me, wanted to get into the building, you know, had a very unique setup, partnered with another local company here in Glassboro, kind of renting some small space in the back of a kitchen. Almost like a fulfillment center. So all of their products and services were online by call. You know, there was no come in, stop in. So they wanted to graduate and they wanted to get into some bricks and mortar. You know, I entertained what it was they were looking to do. I was very fond of their, you know, their business model, their commitments, and actually their results in a very short time frame were pretty admirable. I wasn't sure if it was a honeymoon or not, but they're a young company. They're doing all the things they should right, and their future should grow and be very, 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 very successful and bright.
It's Cassie and Brandon.
Good young couple. Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
And so now, where are they set up? Because if they're not,
you know, I really don't know. I know they had some interest over on Rowan. I think at 217, and I've been just so tied up. I don't know. Very much, if in fact they ever got there.
Yeah, they're just all over Facebook.
Good young entrepreneurs know what it's like to forfeit or surrender some, you know, time and effort and put it all into their business. And I think they'll fare very well. And I hope they're looked upon as role models by some of the other students and peers, if you would.
All right. Cool. What else is going on? Like, you know, this big summer fest and now fall fest, like you said before. But, you know, this what involvement did you have in kind of like, it seems like Glassboro is now kind of like this, it's celebrating its own like rejuvenation in a way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that are engaged and motivated and inspired by change. And then there are others that are very resistant and, you know, non-conformative or non-willing to see what change even makes, what kind of change the change can actually make. So the inevitable is this is a premier college doing premier things, and the city and town, from my perspective, is becoming a premier place to live, go to school, work, and play. And quite frankly, you know, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing, and I'm trying to be instrumental and continue rowing behind everything and trying to push things forward. I mean, this coming Saturday will be the Italian Festival. It's 6-7 years now. I'm pleased to, you know.
And where is that?
The town, it'll be right here by the town square and up and down the College Ave there. You know, so we'll emcee that. We'll have great entertainment, good food, good booze, lots of things to do. We encourage everyone to come on out. So we're trying to put the community together as a total community, not just a student versus a resident. And sometimes that's not an easy task. But I believe that what Nexus has done and what the city, Joe Brigandi and his people have done, and perhaps people like myself and other private investors, you'll only see this thing roar upward, period.
Yeah. So, you know, I know you can't, like, talk about what else the borough's got planned, but you know, what other things do you think people can see in the near future then?
I will tell you unequivocally, the High Street, East High Street gateway into the town, coming from the Delsey and the 322, will in the near future, hopefully near future, have a complete different fabric and landscape. It will become a premier gateway into downtown Glassboro, home of Rowan University. That's all I can tell you. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted as things materialize.
All right. Cool. That's kind of like all I really have for now. So is there anything else you want to talk about?
Listen, I could talk all day about anything. All I know is I enjoy being around young, entrepreneur, aggressive, business-minded folks like yourself, your tech guy right here. Invite me back anytime to have a conversation with you. It'd be my pleasure and honor.
We'd love to have you back here. All right. So I guess that's about it for our first ProfCast. We'll catch you back here next Monday, ladies and gentlemen.